Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Because this is a little bit of a prediction. I don't know if tomorrow's the last game of the season or not. Maybe Friday, maybe not. But either way, if this ends in some sort of a unsatisfying way for the Warriors, I think a new conversation, it has been started, but really going to get into it in earnest. And more importantly, I think the Warriors are having this discussion. And it's this. Can Steph Curry still be a one? Now, I know we'll look at the numbers and our emotions want so badly to say yes. And it's so hard ever. Like, you get just all tight, all parts of your chest and everything when you say anything that might be considered negative about Steph Curry.
Don't do it.
I don't even look at the output. I don't look at three-point percentage and all of that. If you're coming down the stretch for positioning, and you twice in the final week decide to rest Steph Curry and have a number of times down the stretch done press conferences where you say this organization has been putting too much on the shoulders of Steph Curry for years now, and so we have to manage the minutes and all of that. If that's your opinion and that's your behavior, couldn't I argue, well, if that's what April feels like, what the hell would June feel like?
Yeah.
Do you mean to tell me that this person who you are now hell-bent on taking pressure off of his shoulders, how is it that he is supposed to still be a one deep into the playoffs if he can barely get to the end of the regular season in this role? I know he can still fulfill the role, but can he do it for the whole year and into the playoffs? And if he can't, then in a way that means he can't fulfill the role anymore.
Right. And how could he fulfill the role? He's 36.
Right.
And so LeBron is a one, quote unquote,
ish.
But he has Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he's
so,
a 1A.
And, you know, he's got Austin Reeves, who is actually a legit two. And you have two guys who are the one. And Austin Reeves is great.
That's a little bit of a hot take on Austin
Reeves.
Okay,
a little bit of a stretch.
Solid player. And I wouldn't call him a two.
Well, he's the two for them because they have two guys who are the one. And so, and even at that, L.A. is an eight seed.
Right.
It's not like L.A. is, you know, with LeBron and AD, it's not like they're a four seed. And if Steph is your one, and he is, and you're a 10 seed, that tells you all you need to know about whether or not he can really be a championship one. He can't.
They're a play-in team for the second year in a row.
Right.
The Lakers. Let's go to Vic in Fremont. Hi, Vic. You on with Willie and Debbie? What are you doing?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on our show. First of all, I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you guys have done this season covering the Warriors. I mean, you guys are phenomenal, and I love hearing you guys' takes. This is my first time on the show, and I just had a quick question. So I was on Twitter this morning kind of scrolling, and I see a lot of Dubs fans are down in the dumps because GP2 is obviously not available for these next two games, potentially. But I've been a big advocate of Moses Moody, as have both of you, and I think those 13 to 16 minutes that GP2 takes up, I feel like if Kerr just trusted Moody in these games, he would be amazing for us, especially against the Kings. We saw what he could do against the Lakers in the playoffs last season. I just kind of wanted to hear your take on if you think we could get this job done with Kerr giving Moody the green light to do his thing tomorrow.
I do. And Vic, I also think that Steve Kerr already trusts Moses Moody. And I know a lot of you will be like, what? Then why didn't he play him? Because math. I will buy the answer that Steve Kerr has given us all year long. You have to get to this time of year with a very defined and somewhat small rotation. You just have to. I mean, my God, everyone's begging for more Jonathan Kuminga minutes.
Right.
And now we're going to be like, okay, GP2's out. You better give him all of those minutes to Moses Moody. And it's like, well, wait a minute, dude. Don't you want to give some of them to Kuminga or whatever? Here's what I mean by that. Moses Moody, unfortunately, plays right now with the Warriors a swing role. And that means that on certain nights, if people are out, he's going to be asked to play a key role. On certain nights when everyone's in, he's going to be asked to watch the basketball game. And on the nights where he watches the basketball game, he better be ready for something to go haywire.
Right.
And he's asked to come in and play basketball. He's done that very well. And I do think Steve trusts him. It's just he gets squeezed out. And it's not that I don't want to see Moses more, but when you look at what the Warriors have lineup-wise, I understand why he gets squeezed out. I would not be in favor of jamming him in there in favor of someone else who right now is doing what he's doing for the Warriors.
And the minutes he's lost have been to Pods. Brandon Podziemski, who is a better shooter than he is, and he is not quite the same overall player, but he can defend and he takes charges and he does the little things. He's a better rebounder.
Much
and
better
so,
rebounder, sure.
Yeah, when you look at like why Pods gets minutes that Moody should get, it's because Brandon Podziemski is a better shooter and he's better overall.
Do the numbers bear that out? You've said that twice. Is he a better shooter than Moses Moody?
From three.
He
is? Yes.
What are the numbers?
I will pull them up for you. I have them right here. Three-point shot. You have Pods at 38.5 and Moody at 36.
Okay.
So a little bit better.
Okay.
And, you know, Pods shoots it maybe a little bit more often. It's almost identical in terms of how many attempts, but, you know, Moses is 36% on three threes a game. Pod's 38% on 3.2 threes a game. And, you know, the overall numbers would show you that, I mean, Pod's has shot 34 actually, more threes on the year than Moody. So it's comparable, but it feels like when they're both going to be open, it feels to me as a watcher that Pods is more likely to make the three.
Well, even if he's not, or even if it was even, Pods does so many things on the, which is what you're just saying. But I mean, he does
take charges and defend and rebound.
Like he's got a little Draymond in him where like you can look at the box score and just be like, eh. But like if you watch the game, there's all these little things that happen because of the presence of Podziemski. Dibs, he's got Moxie.
Yeah.
There's
he's
Moxie
second
in there.
On the team in rebounding.
Oh, he's incredible a rebounder.
He's second on the team. It's Draymond and it's Pods. He's ahead of Kevon.
That's so absurd.
It's absurd, right? But he does that.
He's ahead of Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Right.
That's what's absurd because Trayce is getting minutes.
Yeah.
I understand that Looney, his numbers are, they've gone sideways. He doesn't play much anymore. But Brandon Podziemski got that nose. Got nose for the basketball.
Trayce didn't grab a rebound yesterday. How about that?
How many minutes did he end up with?
20?
Okay.
Jeez.
Didn't grab a rebound in 20 minutes.
We're just watching the end of the game in here on replay. I'm like, I don't even know who these
Seriously.
People are.
Pat Spencer, stand like, up.
Yeah.
Who's number 61? I mean.
I think that's Pat Spencer.
Could be Garuba.
Who are either of those people you're talking about?
Who is Pat everyone Spencer in the Utah or, starting lineup?
Well, that too. Charlie. That too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, there was a white guy with a beard. I'm like, I hadn't seen that.
Shout out Johnny Juzang.
I don't
go
know
Bruins.
What's going on here with these Warriors, but they won the basketball game. Good for them. Sponsored by...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.